it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I am pleased to say that Manly Seagulls' Lachlan Croker is on the chat line. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Mate, how are you? More importantly, the season's off to a decent start.
Yeah, going well. It's a few little hiccups there in the middle against Parra and the Dragons, and probably let one slip against the Warriors. But all in all, if you were to tell us we'd be sitting here after 8 or 9 rounds, you'd definitely take that.
Absolutely.
What about starting the season in Vegas this year? Did that change preparation at all, or is it just momentum that's carried through the start of the year now?
It was definitely different. I think we sort of took 2 weeks prior to Vegas to train on a different size field and that sort of stuff. But getting over there and spending that much time with the boys and obviously winning that that game made that trip so much more enjoyable. And we spent a few nights out together and had a lot of bonding times and sort of went through a lot of experiences like the Grand Canyon and all that sort of stuff that obviously doesn't happen every day. So it's definitely put us in good stead, I think.
Now, you've botched up the chance to be a one-club player, Lockie. You played one game at the Raiders, didn't you?
I have, mate. Jared Croker and Jason Croker both got 300 and I got one. So we're at about 650 total, so it's not a bad stat.
That's right. Hey, tell me, how did you get yourself to Manly? How did that all play out for you back in the day?
I was my last year of 20s and I was sort of floating about down there and wasn't playing great footy, and I was lucky enough to, I was told early on that sort of wasn't going to be around there much longer, and was lucky enough to have Trent Barrett at the Seagulls who was keen to get me down or get me up here and see how I went. And then obviously that year went the way it did with Blake Green leaving, and I think Mitchell Pearce was supposed to sign at the time. So it was a bit all over the shop, and I was sort of just the last guy standing, and the rest is history, I guess.
You came as a half, but you've ended up as a dummy half. What was the transition like for you going from halves and into the hooking role and now becoming one of the better hookers in the game, but being expected to make 30, 40, 50 tackles a game?
Yeah, it was definitely the physical load of it was a lot different. And I think there's times now where I can walk off the field and just sort of be really proud of the effort stuff that I've done to sort of work towards getting the team a win. Whereas when you're a half, you have to ice opportunities and score and get sort of points on the board for your team. And that, I really struggled with that after games and losing games. I felt a lot of, not so much pressure, but I felt like a lot of that was my fault. And that I really struggled with that for a long time. But I guess sort of thinking about my role now and the team that I'm in and the footy that some of the guys are playing in this team, my role is really simple. And I've really enjoyed sort of just the effort areas of the game and making sure that I'm trying to be a 7 out of 10 most games for my other guys in my spine and my edges to be sort of 8 or 9s and those guys that are freak athletes and can do things that not many other people can.
You've got a few years under your belt now with the number 9, and I'm a big fan of yours, and I said this publicly. Who's the forward you love playing with that gets the best out of your game?
I think defensively, I appreciate that too, by the way. I think defensively it's got to be Jake Trbojevic.
Yep.
But then on the other side of the ball, it's probably Hamole Olakau'atu. He's an absolute weapon, man. I told him on the weekend that he's probably, outside of Jake, he's my favourite guy I've ever played with. He's an unbelievable athlete, and some of the tries he scored, even just this year, sort of carrying 5 or 6 blokes over the try line, he's an absolute weapon and a really good guy, a leader amongst our group. And I've been lucky enough to sort of be with him the last 5 or 6 years and really see him grow into the person that he is and obviously the footballer he is too.
I'm fascinated this year by the form of the Brown Sauce, Nathan Brown coming off the bench, his impact. And also now he's got a bash brother in Matt Lodge. How do you feel the momentum swing when those two come on the field?
Yeah, it's You should hear Brookie when he's standing back there waiting to take a kick off and how fast he runs into the line. I don't know how he does it. He wears one every week and he just keeps doing it. But Lodgy himself's been really good for us as well. They're both obviously big bodies, and Lodgy coming off an ACL rehab has been doing weights for the last 8 months. So he's a giant, and he was sort of one of the guys that I least like playing against, and to have him on my team is a massive bonus. And I think the forward pack that we've got is quite a big pack. So I'm sort of lucky to be in amongst that and having those guys look after me.
Lodgy's looking thick as ever, but he's also got some luscious locks he's sporting this year. Is that is that inspiration for the any of the rest of the roster to make a quick trip to Turkey next off season?
Oh, mate, you'd be surprised. You probably wouldn't be surprised, actually, but there's about 8 of us that need to go do that, and I'm one of those included. So if I ever find myself over that part of the world, I'll come back looking the same way, I'd say.
Your last post, bury me at Brookie. You love the place, don't you?
Oh, mate, the last few weeks has been unbelievable. The crowds we've had and looking at the hill, and it just reminds me of park footy and being back home, and there's not many other stadiums quite like it, mate. It's unbelievable. We're really lucky to play here, and the crowds that we've been having have been so good to us. And obviously the footy that we're playing is off the back of that. So we all love it, mate. It's running out of those old change rooms and hearing, you know, Eagle Rock play after games and stuff. It's hard to explain.
Hey, Lockie, dreams are free, right? And when you look at the premiership winners and the combination of, you know, who they had in the side, the spine's always going to lead the charge, and you just tick the box there. You fast outside backs and wingers who can score 60-metre tries and beyond. You tick all that. Good bench, good forward pack. There's no real reason, is there, why you can't go as far as you want to go?
No, definitely not. As you said, you dare to dream. And there's been times where I've woken up during the night coming off the back of one of those dreams. And it's something that you think about as a kid. And obviously the team that we've got, there is no reason why we shouldn't. But I think defensively we have to be good every week, and that's where we need to improve. And as I said, be good every week, because those teams like Penrith and Broncos and the Melbournes, if you don't defend well, they put you away. And Melbourne have won the last 8 or 9 games by sort of less than 10 points or something ridiculous. So games like that and teams like that are won on defence, and we need to be really good in that aspect, I think.
What about your halfback? What's his secret to success at this age? I'm not going to accuse him of hair plugs, Botox, anything like that, but what's he doing off the field that keeps him performing so well on it at 36 years of age?
Yeah, well, he needs hair plugs as well, so he'll be with us in 30. But it's honestly unbelievable the way he's playing footy. And I think that to put it down to how well he looks after his body and to be able to still do that at that age is sort of relies definitely on how well your body is holding up. And if he didn't have that, he wouldn't be able to play the footy that he is playing. But he's just so obviously confident in his ability, but knows what he needs to do at every sort of aspect of the field and time of the game, and works really well with those guys around him. And his edge is obviously a very sort of potent attacking edge with Hamole and Tolu and Sabia and Ruben and Sabia out there. He's on a very good edge, and he's playing very good footy for us. And at the moment, it doesn't seem like he's slowing down, so he could go till he's 40.
Is there anything extra you guys are doing this day and age? Like, obviously, there's ice baths, massages, that kind of thing. Is there any cutting-edge technology you're using or recovery methods that some of our listeners wouldn't have heard of before?
No, I don't think there is anything that is sort of too far-fetched. We've been doing a lot of sort of mental skills with Andrew May, one of our sort of mental well-being guys, and I think that's been really good for us sort of after errors and sort of moving forward with games, which I think has been really good. But body-wise, not so much. We do the usual ice baths, and a lot of breathing has been brought in this year, so I suppose that's a little bit different. But other than that, not really.
Tell you what I heard the other day. I understand Manly and I think it might be two other codes who are sharing facilities, and not so much facilities, but masseuses, guest speakers, all those sorts of things, which is economies of scale, which allows those people who are doing it to be almost full-time, which I think is a very, very clever thing. This one, you've got a stack of people who love you, Lockie. They're all coming through on the board, but here's just one to name a few. Good afternoon, boys. Let me tell you, at Manly, we love Tootsie. He gives his all, and from someone that has many times as a Manly member, he's an absolute gem of a person. The club is lucky to have him. One, the Eagle. Dale says, Croak is our unsung hero for Manly. Sneaker good kicking too. 40-20s, and the list goes on. They absolutely love you, Lockie. It must be very nice to hear that.
Yeah, it definitely is, mate. It's thanks to those fellas writing in. I bloody appreciate that. It's It's a ruthless game sometimes, and it hasn't always been that way. But I've felt the support for a few years now, and I've been really grateful to be part of this team and have the support base that we do have.
Ricky gave you your debut, then you had Dez, and then now you got Siebes. How does Siebes compare to other coaches you've had in your history?
Siebes is different in the regard that he's sort of I don't want to say a school teacher, but that sort of how he communicates and presentations and stuff that we watch are all about sort of your working memory and how many things you can hold in your brain and that sort of stuff. So he's taken a different approach to obviously Desi and Sticky, who are both quite not aggressive, but sort of yell and will spray if you're doing the wrong thing, whereas Siebes is very measured and sort of gets along really well with the younger guys that have come through in that generation where yelling hasn't really been a thing. So he's been really good in that regard and keeps a lot of people happy and doesn't really have a spray in him. So he's more of it's a different approach, I guess. And with the younger generation, I think it's the way things have to go. It's not the same as sort of 10 to 15 years ago where you could spray people and call them anything you wanted. It's very different these days, and I think he does a good job of that.
Who's in your crew at Manly if you're going to celebrate a win or a weekend away? Who are the boys?
The Trbojevic's would have to be up there. But Jakey's a bit of a – he's going straight home to bed these days. He's getting old. He's just been recently engaged. So
oh, I see you, Jake.
He's a tough one to get out these days. But it's him and Ruben Garrett, Corey Waddell. Those are the sort of party fellas that if it's going to happen, it's going to be around those guys. So you sort of pick and choose whether you want to hang out with them, because hanging out with those two for too long is no good. But those sort of fellas.
Berkeley Eagle says, Lockie, which team do you enjoy beating the most?
Gee, after the weekend, it'd nearly be Para, I reckon. They, after we played them at Bank West, we sort of felt like we owed them one and left that game with a sort of real sour taste in our mouth. And to get one over them here at Brookie and put a few points on towards the end of the game was quite satisfying. And obviously, beating Penrith, I've only beaten them once in, 8 years of footy or something. So that was really nice. And we go out to Bluebet in a few weeks, and that would be lovely to get another one out there. And not as easy as it sounds, but that'll be definitely up there on my achievement board.
Tell you what, Lockie, these sort of stories don't sell as well as the negative ones. People like to hear the negative one more, but this one comes through. One of our young kids did his ACL in a trial game playing for the Manly SG Bulls side, but Lockie Croker took time out of his day to give the young kid a call and give him all the encouragement and guidance to get him through it. Lockie's not only a tough hombre on the park, but a gentleman and thorough professional off the park too, says Statsy from Freshwater. Well done, Lock.
I appreciate that. And just, shout out to Jackson, who's going through an ACL rehab at the moment. It's never a good time, but I wish I loved footy the way he did at that age, and he no doubt will be a footballer of the future.
Manly took on Canberra in the 1987 grand final. Were you even born then, Lockie? Probably not.
Oh, no, I was not.
Okay, there you go. Cliffy Lyons or Clive Churchill. That's a long time ago. That's what I think about when I think Manly and Canberra. Big game coming up. There's no doubt about that. We'll find out about Team List Tuesday in about 15 minutes. Lockie, it's going to be a big game. We're calling it on SEN League. We can't wait for that. Manly hosting the Raiders at the place. Bury me at Brookie, you say. So good to have your company, mate. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Take care.
Lockie Croker, if you missed any of that, you can catch up via the podcast and SEN League, of course. You can also subscribe to the YouTube page where we host many of our interviews as well. What a champion, missile.
Yeah, absolutely. Hasn't he just developed into such a rock-solid number nine?
Yeah.
Because that was a position of contention for Manly there when they lost Finu.
That's right. They lost
Appy. Man.
They lost Appy. They lost Finu.
Yep.
And the reason they lost Appy was because they had Finu.
Yeah.
And then Lockie Croker just comes through with the goods there. 1300 01 1170, the run home with Joel and the missile.